But yeah, so I met Errol Goulden at the airport.
You did?
Yeah, and that was pretty cool.
Your run of meeting footy players that we both love.
Yes, 100%. What was the other one that we both love?
Didn't you meet Butters?
Nah,
oh,
man.
Oh, Dylan Buckley.
Dylan Buckley. Nah, I didn't meet Dylan Buckley. That's a big difference from Butters, bro.
They're both kind of like shortish, kind of lovable footy players.
Yeah, name
One's
starts,
better than the other, though.
Yeah, and both their surnames start with B-U. So there we go. There's a little connection there. But yeah, Errol was actually a really nice guy, man. He was very chill. Like, you know, he asked me, oh, what club do you go for? I'm like, yeah, North Melbourne. And he's like, oh, well, we can be a second team, mate. Don't worry. And I'm kind of thinking, yeah, nah, it's not how footy works, Errol. But, you know, but he was really nice. He was on his way out to Queenstown to do a couple rounds of golf during the bye round. So good on him. Well-earned break, you know.
They've earned it. Sydney is the one team that's earned the break, I think.
Exactly. And, you know, it's good. They're going to Queenstown. If they told me Bali, I would have been like, hey, bro, I'd be sus. You know what I mean? Going to go and, you know, have a few drinkies up there. But Queenstown, like, I've never been. I don't know what the go is with Queenstown. But it sounds like a very nice, calm, you know. Probably have a bit of an older,
they might do some yoga.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon the average age there is probably like 53, you know what I mean? Like, so I think he'll have a great time there. Shout out to Errol. But yeah, look, this week, I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch a lot of footy, man. It's been busy.
Yeah, boys, it's been busy for both of us.
I think. Like, this dude, you know, dances at the Palais Theater and stuff.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
my voice, I don't know if they're going to be able to notice, but I'm a bit under the weather.
So I think
you're going to have to do some crazy edits or something like that. Give me a British accent or something like that to cover up whatever is going on here.
Look, you reckon I got those type of editing skills, mate?
I
appreciate your confidence in me.
Maybe we employ someone to fix us up this week.
Bruh, I can't afford to pay an editor, man. It's too much. Anyway.
Never mind. The viewers are just going to have to suck it up, I think.
That's it. That's it. Well, anyway, look, our boy Errol, you know, he started off the round with a nice little win. So he literally, here's an interesting thing with that. I saw him about 4 hours, I'll say about 4 or 5 hours after he would have gone home that night.
Mm.
He was up there in the morning, mate, ready to go, mate, for the trip. So it was Bulldogs versus Sydney. And look, weird game. Bulldogs kicked them. They actually did really well. They kicked themselves out of it.
They were quite brave, I thought, the Dogs. I'm kind of seeing an upward trajectory with these guys over the last couple of weeks. They're starting to play a bit more consistent football. They were definitely hurt by the loss of Richards at halftime.
Yeah.
And Norden
how
as
beast,
well.
How beast has Richards been, man?
He's been beast, man.
Like, legit. Like, welcome to beast, man. He's awesome player.
The one time Bevo, like, changes the position of a player and gets it right.
Legit, man. Legit, bro. Why'd you have to say something funny while I'm drinking water, bro? Come on, man. You know that's not how it works. But anyway, it's been a good move, man. And now all of a sudden, there's so much. There was already so much depth, but now it's just OP. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Like,
They don't have Libba and they're covering him, all right.
You know, Sanders will probably go in there next week because
Richards both is of them. Out.
Yeah, unless Libba, you know, is able to return, hopefully. But yeah, nah, it's looking good for the Doggies, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to them, man.
Yeah, I think they're playing better football. So shout out to them, but they still lost.
They did lose, and the team that did win, mate, they're. You know,
they're record-breaking home and away season so far, these guys. I was listening to Joe Montagna. And
he's one of your boys, actually.
I actually like him.
Yeah.
He's just like a clean-cut, like, good commentator.
Yeah. Seems like a nice guy as well.
Yeah,
let's be fair. Yeah.
And he was saying that Sydney is number one for points for, number one for points against, number one for points from turnover, number one from points from stoppages. They're just number one in everything.
Yeah, that's all winning footy.
They've got a percentage of 150%. The next best is 121, which is the Dogs, which always have high percentage.
Yeah.
Then like 117 from Port, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah.
So they're smashing percentage. They've won against every top eight team they've versed. They're 9-1. And there's this crazy stat where Errol Goulden, Heaney, and have combined with scores and score assists, like their total scores that they've been involved with, including goals they've kicked, is the most ever from round 11. So these three boys are just dominating.
Yeah, look, they've got to make sure that they hold some of their juices in for the rest of the season because it has been crazy, man.
It's been crazy. They don't even have their captain, bro. Luke Parker, who we all know he's a great player. He's banned in the VFL for 6 weeks. He's not even coming back anytime soon.
I think they're going to challenge.
Did they challenge
him? Yeah, I think they did. I don't know what the result is, but yeah, like,
what I'm saying,
he's not being missed.
Two key, like, cogs of their midfield including their captain, are missing, and they're having a record-breaking home and away season.
True. I just realized, Mills as well, man. Yeah, you just forget about him because he doesn't play. You know, he just never plays, bro. He misses half the season every year. Doesn't really matter, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
But just the Heaney move has just made such a difference.
Mm.
And like Goulden and the Chad have been good always, but Chad Warner's really stepped it up. He kicked another 4 goals in different ways too. Like he's taking contestant marks. He's getting out the back. He's kicking a goal from like stoppage, being real clean around the contest.
Mm.
The guy's a freak.
Nah,
they've
legit,
got the
man.
Best two players in the comp, bro.
Man, and the other thing is Heaney and Chad. You reckon those are the two best players in the comp? Is that what you're talking about?
Like at the moment,
at the moment, the best two players in the comp. We thought Goulden was up there last year, and he's sitting out there on a wing.
Yeah,
he's sitting out there on a wing, still impacting. But they've got three super high, like Brownlow getter type mids.
Yeah.
It's unfair, man. It's unfair.
Yeah,
but anyway,
look as well.
I know, man. Look, I think I'm trying to think right now because Goulden wasn't an academy player, was he?
He was.
He was.
Yeah.
I thought he's from Victoria. He moved there?
No.
Oh, he's an academy man.
I think he's academy, bro.
Bro, if they're all like, so two out of those three are academy. Yeah. That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
I don't remember if Campbell was academy or not.
Yeah, I think Campbell was. Braden Campbell. But we're not talking about him. He doesn't play.
Well,
he's mid, bro.
That's the other. He's not mid, bro. He's good. But he's so good. But he's a sub. I feel like he's a good player.
Look, that's fair. Look, his kicking is super clean. He's super clean as a kicker. But then, like, yeah, I don't know who's going to move out of that team. Like, I feel like should he really displace an Ollie Florent, for example?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
Ollie Florent does a fine job. He racks it up and he uses it pretty well. There's no one really to displace.
Maybe this is a dumb question, but
do
you think Luke Parker will get back into this team?
Yes.
You think he will?
But not because he's better or, you know, he's going to force his way back in. It just, Sydney have had an excellent run with injuries, right? Yeah. They haven't had really anyone out. Like, obviously, they had the long-term injuries like Parker and Mills at the start. But since then, they've been really healthy. Someone's going to have to drop out. Someone's going to miss a game. Say, you know, Warner, hopefully not Warner because I got him in draft. But maybe Warner goes out for 2 weeks, right? Parker's going to come straight in.
That's right.
Let's be fair. Like, you can't. It would be.
But let's say that he's not in the team. Let's say he gets banned for 6 weeks and that gets upheld, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking like something like round 15, round 16. Parker hasn't played a game. And Sydney's dominating the top of the ladder.
Yeah.
And then you get into the finals and he hasn't really come in to the team. Does he break in? Would you change? Like, it's kind of like the Taylor Adams missing the grand final.
Yeah, look, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't like want to wreck this.
That's right.
This thing that they got going. The only thing, another one, Callum Mills. I do think he probably has a better chance of getting in because he's able to play multiple roles.
And he's their captain.
And he's their captain. He'll play, I reckon he'll come in and play halfback. That's my guess. Because why would you displace any of these gun midfielders right now? Like, and the fact that you have Goulden on the wing, he's not even playing, on the ball. So, yeah, not for like, you know, the 60, 70, 80% of time that he was last year. He's dropped it off. He might be playing, what, 50-50? Maybe 40-60, maybe more wing. So, yeah, look, it's a good question. It's a good question you posed there.
They're in a good position, Sydney.
Anyway, we'll jump into the next one, right? So, we got a little cheeky draw.
Again.
I just want to say shout out to Freo for taking that, you know, finishing it off, man. Like, not finishing it off, but finishing off the game strong enough where they could come back. Well, they're down by 20-plus points.
Yeah. Do you think Sharp is going to have nightmares for the rest of his life missing that goal?
Nah. Surely you'll be right, man. Come on, man. That one moment you're going to have nightmares for the rest of your life. If it was a grand final, different. But nah, it's a game in the middle of the season. That's normal. Sorry for shutting down your little bit there.
I wanted you to go, he's going to suffer.
He's going to be a tough life.
Psychologists will never save him.
Yeah, he's not going to play a game for the rest of the season because he's going to be so down in the dumps. But nah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Thoughts on this game, man?
I think that Collingwood are playing pretty good football considering they've got a lot of injuries. And they've got a lot of young players who I don't know much about, but are playing well. Joe Richards.
He's out for a month, man.
Is he?
Yeah, I know. For Supercoach purposes, I'm going to have now 18 players for the bye. No extras.
So you've got...
It's killing me.
Why is he out?
He apparently... Look, I saw on Twitter that he was in a moon boot coming back from the airport. And then later on in the day, I saw out for a month.
Well,
so some foot injury. So because I think he was getting too many kicks. He was killing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, leather poisoning for the young kid.
Exactly, man. So they got to fix up that foot. But like, while we're on it, he's a gun, man. He's a gun. I love the fact that he comes up the field And when he gets the ball, you know how like some players will lead up, they'll get the ball, and then it's just like, oh, what am I going to do now? This dude actually makes something of it a lot of the time, which is hard to do. That half forward role is very hard to play. And he's a smart footballer, and he's making it work. So I really like him.
Well, they've got him. They've got Harvey Harrison.
He had a great game. He had a great game as well.
They've got Lachie Sullivan.
Yep.
He's playing football.
Yep. I want to say with Lachie Sullivan, I do want to say he's not the cleanest disposal-wise, but he's one of those dudes, he picks up the ball. You know what I mean? You know some players, they just can't pick up the ball.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, I can't pick it up. I'm too much of a spud. This guy actually picks up the ball and he can dish it off. You know what I mean? That is something that you need.
Clean in below the knees.
Exactly. Exactly right. You know, not many first-year players, or even though I think did they pick him up this year as an SSP player?
I don't know where any of these players have come from, to be honest with you.
I can't remember. I know Joe Richards has been on the list for a little bit. I think Lachie Sullivan might have been one of those SSP players for this year. Regardless, right? Like, they've picked up, for a first-year player, for a guy in his third game to be that clean, it's great. You know what I mean? Even if his disposal, his kicking, you know, his kicking is not the best and that type of stuff, he does enough for, you know, this type of depth player.
Dacos is continuing to get 35 possessions a game. Jordan Clark is all Australian halfback, I reckon, this year.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, man. You know,
who's been more damaging from the halfback?
Look, the thing is, earlier on in the year, you might have said, oh, Whitfield's doing all right, but he's inconsistent. I feel like he gets shut out of games, and I don't think he's not really that damaging. Jordan Clark's been really good, man. He gets a lot of it, and it's just the pace, and combine
very
that with
watchable
the kicking,
player.
100%. You know, for a not the most watchable team, but he's definitely watchable.
Yeah. All right. You said non-watchable team. Let's go to the least watchable at the moment, North Melbourne.
Yeah. So, look, I don't really want to go too heavy on this game, like 59-point loss. Look, Will Dawson is probably my biggest positive of the game. Like, regardless of the fact that Marshall kicked like 5 on him, right? His goals, Marshall's goals, a lot of them were just off turnover. So it's just like as soon as North, you know, one of the North players turns it over around the half back line, he was able to break away with a lead. By then, you can't blame Will Dawson on that.
Yeah. No.
But in the contest, mate, second game player, he's a monster, man. Like he's like 200 centimeters and there's more muscle to be built. This guy's going to be, he's going to be our Ben McKay replacement. You can see it from now. And he uses the ball pretty well. He's calm at least. You know what I mean? I'm not like concerned when he has the ball, you know, as I am with, you know, back in the day with, you know, to be honest, with McKay. McKay wasn't a good ball user, but he actually, you know, he looks, for a first year player, very calm, very raw as well. He was someone who we picked up in, he was late first round, but at the time he was very inexperienced coming into the league. He wasn't like one of those dudes who's been, you know, touted from 12 years old. He sort of built his way up and, you know, grew taller and all that type of stuff late. Yeah. So yeah, big positive there. Nick Larkey took a contested mark today. Well, not today, on Saturday, which was good. Looking around the grounds. Oh, yeah, nah, look, there's not a lot there, man. We let Travis Boak wind back the clock.
Yeah.
He looked damaging as, bro. It was crazy. Not really too much to go into, except for Dan Houston destroying my Supercoach team. Plopping a 77 on the ground was disgusting.
You can't be doing that, Dan Houston.
Like, man, Dan the man. I wanted him to have like 130.
But you know
and
why?
Then on the Supercoach video, I've been like, Dan the man Houston, baby.
You know
but
why?
I can't do that. I can't do that.
He dominated last week. That's why.
You're right.
The law of goals.
The law of averages did not allow Dan Houston to play
it's
well.
It's just stats, bro. It's just stats.
Yeah, true.
Fair enough.
But yeah, anyway, you got anything to add on that game, man?
No, not at
all. I don't really, there's not much really to say. Like, next week we have, who do we have next week, man? What's going on? Actually, no, we don't have a team. We've got a bye.
Oh.
So hopefully, you know what? That's what
we
needed.
Who wins? North or the bye?
Look, probably not us. Probably not us, man. But look, maybe we need this time to, you know, refocus. A few players might come back from injury. Callan Dawson, who was playing all right prior to his injury, might come back in. We'll see. I don't know. But yeah, we'll move on to your game, I reckon.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So I'm assuming I watched that, you watched this. We covered both bases. They need to do this every week.
Yeah, that's
North
right.
North and Carlton games together so we can get my perspective on one game and his perspective of one.
Well, it was funny because I was, you know how when you're watching the game, you have the score of the other game at the bottom right corner?
Mm.
So I was kind of keeping track of what was happening to North and just slowly the margin increasing. I was like, God, they must be spewing.
Yeah, because we did have one good quarter.
Yeah.
We did have one good quarter, but that was it.
With the Blues, look, I was relatively confident with this one. Sometimes you have like a little bit of a feeling with your team. You go, I think they'll make this one happen.
Mm.
And Gold Coast have been great this year, but they're not a travelling team. Mm.
True.
So I just think the fact that it was at Marvel gave us a big advantage.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was proud of the boys. They played a pretty consistent game. Cripper just absolutely dominated Rael.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he taught, like I love Rael. One of my favorite players to watch.
Because Rael's, he's an animal. But
yeah,
like,
he's just fun to watch.
Yeah, but Cripps is a bigger animal. You know?
Well, Cripps showed him that he's still got a lot to learn.
True.
So
one thing like I saw, it said the 9 things we've learned on the AFL website.
Yeah.
Cripps is the barometer for Carlton. Is that true?
Is that true? Probably. He's the captain.
That's fair. That's fair.
What else? I like Zach Williams going forward, actually. Kick 4 goals.
Well, look, why not, man? Because he's plays half back. He's played midfield at points. You might as well. Bro, I don't know if anyone will have noticed, but Georgie, he's got the sniffles, right?
Yeah.
So he pushes his mic away. Goes. He did a little sniff as he put his.
I don't want to make it gross on the thing, man. But like, yeah, it's good.
No, I like that. That was class.
I don't think it worked.
That was I don't think it did that. But that was class, though. I appreciate the effort. Look, Zachy Williams going to the forward line. Why not, man? I feel like you've complained about the half forward, small forward position being your weakest.
Yeah.
Why not put a dude who
he actually played really well.
Like, he kicked
like,
4.
I was like, what is this guy doing? Like, why is he actually playing good football?
Mm.
Good on Zach Williams. The other interesting matchup, I guess, from a spectator's perspective was Curnow and McAndrew.
Yeah.
And McAndrew was, like, he's an athlete and a half, right?
Mm.
He had Curnow on the string.
Mm.
And then they put McAndrew, he followed Mackay in the ruck as a second ruck because Pinnett didn't play.
Okay. Yeah.
And it allowed Curnow to have like a 10-minute patch where he was by himself and just go.
It's like, guys, give it to me now. Please, please, please. You know?
Curnow, yeah. I was saying to you, Matza, before we actually started recording, how Curnow's this one player, how he can have a bad game for 3 quarters and then in 1 quarter he'll kick 4 goals and it looks like he had a good game.
Exactly, yeah.
That's why he's always leading the Coleman, because he kicks goals every game. There's no game he doesn't have a little patch.
You know what it is? I think that's credit to him, because it's like it shows that it's consistent effort throughout the entirety of games, where he just needs that little time period where there's a lapse in concentration from, you know, from the Gold Coast defense. Here's my time.
That's it.
So that's...
Mate. He's a damaging player, man.
Mm, 100%,
but look, it was good. The only criticism I have of the Blues, that kind of a pet peeve I have, is they can dominate the game so hard.
Yeah.
Right? And just only have like a 2-goal lead.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
Just
put
them away, boys.
Yeah. Look, in the end, you guys, 29 points.
It went out to 40 and it's like, oh, what? Yeah. And then typical Carlton faction, they just let him kick a couple of goals in the last couple of minutes. Anyway, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good win, nonetheless.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough. Do you have anything extra to say on the Blues there? Or
not really.
Or we can move on to the next one. Yeah, next one, GWS versus the Giants. Now, this one, I have more like grievances for Supercoach, because Tom Green, bro, this is your chance against an undermanned Geelong midfield to dominate. And he just didn't do it. But look, they still won. So, you know, I guess for purposes of footy.
I feel like Giants have won a lot in Geelong. They like to win in Geelong, the Giants.
Fair enough. Yeah, look, and... I don't know. This one actually was kind of surprising to me, to be honest. I thought that the Geelong would get up.
They've lost 4 in a row now, Geelong. Remember a couple of weeks ago when Geelong was undefeated? I'm like, are they like back?
Yeah, is this the guys? No, they're not. They're not the guys.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if they drop out the 8.
That would be like a huge...
They're losing to the best teams, man.
Mm. Yeah, true, man. And they've lost to some average teams as well. Yeah. So like, this game, look, I think... One thing that Geelong don't have, right, they don't have a big ruck, like a proper ruck.
No, they don't.
So in a game like this, Briggs was able to do what he wants a bit.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean? That helps. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't really know what the issue is with Geelong, to be honest with you. I think maybe it's a bit of lack of continuity. People are constantly coming in and out of that midfield rotation.
Yeah.
I don't know what the goal is. Like now Max Holmes, he seemed to have had a lot of time in the middle. Like he's been playing half back to this point of the year. But in this game, you know, yeah, he had a lot. He was 18 CBAs. Yeah, 18 CBAs. So he was in there a lot. You know what I mean? So
I think their midfield is their issue. That's their main issue.
It is. Like, no offense to Tanner Bruin, Holmes, and Jai Clark, but you guys have been playing, what, you've been playing footy, AFL footy for what, like 3 minutes now?
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's 3.5, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, which is not quite enough. You know what I mean? 5 minutes might be a bit better, but... You know, I think that is a bit of an issue at the moment, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. I think from Giants, like, they dominated them in the mid. They also defended really hard in the last quarter when the Cats came. Leekalia, kind of a McAndrew copy.
Yeah.
Also took like that game-saving mark, is also really breaking out this year as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because he only plays when one of their other key defenders goes out. Mm. Is that an opportunity for a club to be like, hey, Jack Buckley, right? Is it Jack Buckley? Is his name Jack?
Jack.
Yeah, we'll go with Jack, right? So Jack Buckley.
We'll go with his name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, with his actual name. So, you know, Jacko, right? So Jacko is, I actually think like Sam Taylor's the best in the, like best key defender in the comp, just about, right?
And Wiedering.
And Wiedering. All right. So 1A, 1B, right? 1A, 1B, Wiedering and Sam Taylor. If you're another club, I think most clubs recognize how good Buckley is. I think he's the probably the best, you know, lockdown defender in, let's say, 15 teams in the league if he comes in. Maybe not that much. Maybe 10 to 15 teams, he would be the best lockdown defender. There's your opportunity to be like, Jack Buckley, 800K a year, all right? Mm. Then GWS are like, well, we got Leekalia. We're kind of in a tough spot here. Are we going to let one of these guys go? You know, because I don't know if you can't really fit Sam Taylor, Himmelberg, who's also getting big money. If you're paying big money to Jack Buckley and then eventually you're going to have to pay Leekalia to stay as well, you can't put that much funds in one area of the ground. Mm. So I don't know. I think there's an opportunity there for clubs to go, hey, Jacko Buckley.
That's an interesting one. He's not like the type of name that hits headlines, but he's been very, very important.
Man, Jack Buckley's a gun, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a gun. Like, I feel like whenever I watch, not only does he shut down opponents, but he's reliable kicking out of the 50 as well. I don't think he's as good a kick as like Whitfield or Himmelberg, but I think he's on par with Sam Taylor, if not better, as a kick. So look, there's one for the clubs. If you know, if some list managers are listening, I don't know what Jack Buckley's his contract situation.
Steven Savani, offer him some money instead of Wiedering.
Exactly, Matt. Exactly. I don't know what his contract situation is, but look, I think GWS there's what's it called? There's opportunity there because they have a lot of depth that other clubs should really attack. And let's be fair, bringing him back to Melbourne, you know what I mean? If he's from Melbourne, I don't really know. I don't know enough about Jack Buckley. But, you know, anyway, there's my little, list management.
Fair enough.
Gettable talk.
I like right it. There's a bit original. I like it.
Thanks, bro. Thank you. Appreciate that. Cal Toomey, mate. Be scared, brother.
Yeah, stop having coffees with Parrish and have coffees with us instead.
That's it. Have a chat with Jack Buckley. See what's going on with him, mate.
Toby Green also had a big game as well, so he's kind of... Back in force a little bit.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. Shout out to him. We want to see Toby Green playing well because he's one of the most fun players to watch. Let's be fair. So,
Dream time, baby. Dream time.
Dream time at the G. Did you watch this game?
Not at all.
No. So we were both busy on Saturday night. So it was kind of hard. It's kind of hard to be on top of what's going on. But Georgie, I think you did mention this to me, or someone else mentioned it to me. I don't know who mentioned it to me.
You tell me what it is first and I'll see whether I'll admit to it.
That this game, being that it's a Dreamtime game, it was you. Yeah, that it would be a little bit of an equalizer here.
It's kind of like the Anzac Day. Like if Collingwood and Essendon, like maybe they're different in the ladder, maybe not this year, but in previous times, it's still competitive because it's a big game. So I feel like Richmond kind of came to play a bit.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
They, in some world... could have potentially won this.
An old Georgie quote. In another world.
In another world.
There's a world where, Richmond could have won this
Bringing it back, maybe. Shea Bolton, if he didn't get injured from friendly fire, could have been the difference, man.
True. Well, look, I'm curious because with Essendon, right, and I was having a coffee with Zumi earlier, right, and we were talking about this. I still don't know what their ceiling is this year because we were running through the victories, right? So, Let's run through.
It's just Giants, man. There's no one better than the Giants at their bid.
Exactly. So it's Hawthorn, Saints, and then you go Western Bulldogs when we thought Bevo was gone. Yeah. They lost by 30 points. They beat them by 30 points. Now that looks like a good win with the way the Bulldogs are playing. They beat Adelaide in Adelaide. That's a pretty good win. Yeah. But Adelaide were also, they were doing shit at the time, right? The draw against Collingwood, good. You know, West Coast, they beat in Perth, which is pretty good. I think... you got to give that a bit of respect, right? But then the GWS win, they beat North by 40, and then they won this game by 12. Look, I think that they're a team. At the minimum, they're a fringe 8 team.
Yeah.
I think at the minimum. I don't know. I don't know if they can go any further. And the next 2 weeks, I don't know if they're going to prove anything more. Like, actually, they've got Gold Coast at People's First, and then Carlton at the MCG.
Yeah,
that's their. I'm not gonna say grand final, but that's their preliminary final to show us.
if they beat Carlton, and I'm not saying that like as an arrogant Carlton supporter,
yeah,
but I think Carlton is clearly, their expectations this year are way bigger than Essendon, yeah, obviously. If they, yeah, beat Carlton at the MCG, say in good weather conditions, then bam, mm, that's their kind of, all right, boys, take us seriously.
Mm.
But yeah, I was having that chat with Zumi as well, and I'm just not convinced by Essendon so far. Yeah. That doesn't mean,
Zumi was getting upset. He told me I was getting to cut at Spender, but I'm like, and then when I told him, I think I said it in maybe less harsh terms that you would have used, you would have been like, Essendon's still shit there, you know?
Look, the thing is, they could still make the eight just because of their fixture.
But yeah, true, true.
Because they're second on the ladder or something like that.
Mm.
But say they make the eight, they'll come up against in the finals a proper team and they'll likely get smashed. So yeah, we'll see, look, what happens.
So the next two rounds, yeah, Carlton and, sorry, no, there's three games which are, you know, there's one tough one in there, right? But in 4 weeks' time, right, it's Geelong at the MCG, Collingwood at the MCG, Melbourne at the MCG, and also Adelaide at Marvel, right? Yeah. All games in Melbourne, but those four teams, I think we can agree,
yeah,
a proper, yeah, you know, finals football type teams.
Yeah, look,
that's if they can get two or three, look, even if they get two out of that four, I think that they've earned, you know, proper respect.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm not saying that like they won't beat Carlton. They definitely could. I'm not saying they were going to smash them. I just think that's the type of match that we've got to see and benchmark them against. Because, you know, these other teams, they're just not anywhere near. Like beating the Saints means nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right. Beating North by 40 was almost a loss.
It is a loss, yeah.
You know, so anyway, look.
Ridley.
Ridley, yes. Thank you. We can't forget about Ridley.
Talk about Riddles.
Riddles, bro, he's a gun. And I think he's allowed to be the Tom Stewart, James Sicily type that he is, the Luke Ryan type that because Ben McKay has joined the squad. You know, and then if Ben McKay goes down, if Laverty goes down, there's Zach Reid as well. You know what I mean? So now, right now, he should never have to play like, you know, on the first or the second best option in the team. He should never have to play against those type of guys, in my opinion. So, look, unless the team has like, I don't know, there's not many teams who have a third forward who's, you know, super, super damaging as a, you know, as a, what's it called, contested type player. So, yeah, look, huge in. And we big raps for him, man. Kicked the goal as well, which is rare.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to Riddles, man.
Great for a first game back. So, we'll see what he can continue to do. That is another weapon for Essendon, for sure.
100%, man. And now, what does it mean? Does Martin move forward a bit more? Because now it's like you look at the amount of kickers that they have out of their defense. It's obscene, man.
He probably moves up the ground, Martin.
You would think so. And I think he can be his most damaging there, you know, whether it's on the wing or whether it's half forward. Like, He just gets involved wherever he is.
Yeah, he's a hard runner.
100%. You know, he's the type of player who plays like 100% of minutes. And it's like, how'd you do that? You know what I mean? He's one of those type of guys, right? But yeah, I think that's sort of covered that one off nicely. Brizzy, what's going on?
This is probably the biggest story of the round.
Yeah, man, the Hawks.
I don't know if this is right. I probably should have checked this, but I think the Hawks have been in Brisbane the last five times.
Look, I reckon
that sounds wrong.
I reckon they've been in the last eight. No, I'm no idea. Look, there might be something in that. There might be something in that where they've just been winning. But mate, like let's look at their last month, right? So they got smashed by Sydney, right? And then that was the return of Will Day, I'm pretty sure, right? Yeah. And then the Bulldogs, who were actually doing okay at the time, who were getting a bit better, they beat them. They beat the Saints. They lost by a point against Port, and they've just beat Brisbane. I would not have given them, you know,
and that was the most unlucky loss ever against Port.
Exactly. Let's just say that's four wins. I wouldn't have given them maybe even not even one.
Yeah, I know.
Prior to that.
Yeah.
But they've gone and done it, man.
They started the season really poorly.
Mm.
And now they've gone off their tits, man.
Yeah, they have gone off their titties, man. What, you know what? I think, right, because if we look slightly earlier for them, right, they beat us by 50, strong performance. They got really close to Collingwood a few weeks prior to that. They were pretty bad. But look, they had a few teasing performances, right, where they looked okay, but they were super inconsistent. But that made sense for a team that we thought was going to be bottom two with North.
That's right.
And you know, bottom three with Richmond as well, right? But now, mate, where are they at on the ladder, man? What's going on here?
I think they're equal to Brisbane.
They're 2 points just behind. But look, with the form that they're in, man, why would they stop winning, man? Why would they stop winning? Like, I don't think you can. They're no easy beats anymore.
No, definitely not.
So, yeah, mate, good on them, man. Good on them. Will Day, He's back, baby.
Yeah.
Our boy, my boy, my boy Will Day, he's back, man. Like, I held on to him in the draft. You know, he's just sitting there on the bench, and I'm just like, oh, my midfield sucks. And all of a sudden, he's back. Newcomb's starting to play a bit of better footy as well.
Yeah.
You know,
their midfielders are competing hard.
And I think that's probably the right word, competes.
Yeah.
They compete hard. Kel Shadir, right? Competes hard, right? He's not the most like impact player, but you love the way he has a little bit of mongrel about him when he goes about it. You know what I mean? The players like that, you know? Gunston kicks his 4. Chol kicks 3. They're not due to you expect to kick bags, but They came to play. So
what do you make of Brisbane? Like, do you rule them out of the 8? I'm going to rule them out.
Look, this is a team they really have to beat.
I'm ruling them out.
I'm happy to rule them out as well, man. Yeah. I don't know how they went from this incredible team. They do have a lot of injuries, right? But
they still got a lot of good players, man.
Yeah. You know what? Since I'm here, we got the AFL website open let's have a look.
What predictor at the start of the year would have had Brisbane outside the 8?
Bro, I reckon 25%. 25% of people who did predictions probably would have had Brisbane winning the whole thing.
That's right.
Like
I had Brisbane winning the whole thing.
There you go. I'm curious to see. Yeah, you were wrong, brother. I'm curious to see where we put them on our ladder.
I think high. Really? Yeah, high.
We would have put them higher. Like, all right, so here are their season injuries, right? Kitty Coleman, Dude, who we don't know what he was going to be like, but Dude, he would have been definitely in the starting 22. Darcy Gardner, Lincoln McCarthy, all season. And then Will Ashcroft is another 6-7 weeks away, apparently.
Yeah.
Man, look, they're tough outs, but even then, I can't believe that there's been stripped.
Collingwood's got worse. Richmond's got, like, all these players, all these other teams have worse injuries, man.
How are they, like, it seems like they're stripped dry of players.
Yeah.
Like, someone like Revel, he's been all right. I actually think he's a pretty decent player. He's, you know, getting game time. You know, all these dudes who I thought, oh, how are they going to fit Answorth in? How are they going to fit this guy in, that guy in, that guy in? They've slotted them all in. Morris getting games, Brandon Ryan getting games. These aren't guys who you expect to get games.
No,
it's not good, man. It's not good, not good enough, man. Harry Sharp, another dude. He's a fringe player. All these fringe players are in the squad. I don't know how that happened. You know, even with the injuries.
It's a good question. Like, we thought they had a lot of depth.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they don't.
They need their best players on, otherwise they're just not that team.
Mm. And I think it's probably too late to start that charge up the table. They're 10 points out the 8.
That's a lot, man.
That is exactly. Because we're thinking there's teams above them, right? Bulldogs above them, Freo above them, Adelaide above them.
Yeah.
Actually, Adelaide equal to them, who are also going to be vying for that spot.
It's not going to happen, Brisbane.
No, sorry, guys. Yeah, no more Vegas trips.
Yeah.
Y'all got to settle down, man. Y'all got to settle down.
It's the Vegas trip that killed them.
Yeah, no, legit, bro. Hey, there's been negative talk about them since that trip. Let's be fair. And it's carried on into the season. So, yeah. But anyway, let's not let that overshadow Hawks and that great win. Shout out to the Hawks, man. Let's go. Let's just go back to that. But we'll go on to the next one. And here's a game that we went to.
Yeah, we did.
We did go to, man.
We had some box seats.
We had some box seats for this one. You know, shout out to Georgie for inviting us for that one. Bro got connections, apparently.
AFL and Joy has good connections, boys.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it.
We're making it somewhere in the world.
That's it.
But it was nice to get a view from a box. It's probably like, mate, I haven't been on level 3 like that at the MCG.
Really?
Before.
Yeah. It's a fun experience, but you don't watch footy.
No,
you're just vibing. Look,
there's nothing to watch. Melbourne Saints is not a game you watch.
No. Look, I enjoyed when we sat behind Bonner and he had kick-ins and he was pinpointing.
Yeah, he put on a show for us, Bonner.
He did. He had two really lovely kick-ins.
Yeah.
Trying
to be creative.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the creativity just ended there.
Yeah, that's it. not too much to say this game. Gawn, we do have to discuss Gawn, and you sent a photo of Damian Barrett, in 18 months he could be in the conversation for one of the best ruckmen ever. was that a good little demo there?
Yeah.
I'll practice. I'll bring it back next week. I'm going to challenge Nikolaki to a Damian Barrett impression competition.
I think he's got you so far, bro. You got to practice.
I think so far he might. look, I'm gonna practice it. Don't worry. Look, I think 200 subscriber special, me versus Nikolaki, in impressions. Yeah. I'm decent at impressions.
Let's see what he's got. He might have something else up his belt. We don't know.
But he has Rafa Nadal. He does this thing for Rafa Nadal. I win the French Open again. That type of thing. He does that, right?
Okay.
You know, that's apparently what Rafa Nadal sounds like. I'm just doing an impression on the impression. Yeah. So I need actual.
You need to go back to the first.
Yeah, I need to go back and listen to all the press conferences from Rafa, and I'll get some ideas to speak. See, look, Georgie laughed. He knows it was good.
Dude, I like your impressions, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. At least someone appreciates them, bro.
I like them.
Look, anyway, I think that, do you reckon that'll do for 200 subscribers? We had the Bo McCreary, yeah. Race with Bo McCreary.
He didn't show up, Bo.
I know. Bo, like, look, Bo, we appreciate, you know, what you do, and we don't.
It hasn't been a very good year, Bo.
No. See how, like, the downfall since.
It's called karma, bitch.
Yeah, 100%, bro. 100%. And that's. You know, we're AFL enjoyers. We're going to haunt Bo McCreary now for the rest of his career. But anyway, yeah, this game, yeah, Gorney, back to Gorney.
Huge game.
Huge game. He dominated. He dominated, yeah. Marshall. And he was almost a late out.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah. What would he have done if he wasn't sore?
Bro, I know, man. 180 supercoach. He would have been 250.
Yeah.
He would have been crazy. Club. Yeah, look, I think it's a little bit damning for Marshall because, you know, he's had a pretty decent season where he gets the stats, like his clearance stats must be like, his clearance stats are like excellent, right? Yeah. For a ruck. How many did he get this game? He managed, so have a look, one. So this week was bad.
Wow.
This week was bad, but like, yeah, he averages 6 clearances, 14 kicks, but actually averaging 20 disposals for a ruck, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
But he doesn't match it with the other ruckman, man.
No.
The other ruckman just does as he pleases, you know? Like, I think it's damning on him, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm. I mean, it's damning on Saints not being able to kick a winning score. I mean, what, they kick 50 points in the end? They're like 30 points at 3/4 time. Like, bro, get your shit together, man.
Yeah, no,
I just can't find a way. And when we're watching, we're kind of studying the way that they're playing. And you just see that just no options opened up for them the whole game.
No. And not much, like, there was no leads happening.
No leads.
Like, one that Chris Michaels had mentioned, our mate, Jack Hayes, he actually came in and started leading for the team, you know. Other than that, you know, Max King wants it on his head. Caminiti occasionally will try to do something, but there's not much going forward.
Melbourne, man, had the ability to kind of scramble, find opportunities, overlap, and then use some talent to kick some goals. Saints just had none of that the whole game.
Yeah, no, they have to really scrap for their goals, St Kilda, and you're not going to win that way. Yeah.
So they've got some serious problems. They're a bad team, man. Mm. Really bad team.
Yeah, bottom four.
Yeah,
bottom four. Unfortunately, they're part of the North Richmond Saints bracket because Hawthorn aren't in that bracket.
No, they're not.
At this point in time, they're not in that bracket at all. Yeah, look. Not too much to really speak about with this game, man. Like, you know, it was honestly an unexpected
result, man.
Yeah, it wasn't. Look, as a spectacle, you know, it wasn't like not the best game to go to, but like, you know, you're not going to say no to the seats.
No, that experience was good. Just
yeah,
the Saints just are bad. They're not handling their end of the bargain. The other thing I've noticed is the crowd was quite poor.
Yeah,
and there was no Saints fans.
38K.
The only Saints fan was in our box.
Yeah, I know. Hey, he was passionate, man. Shout out to him. Who was he, by the way? What's the guy?
I don't know, bro.
You didn't know? Well, look, he seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, had a little bit of knowledge about the... He did have some proper knowledge about footy. You know, yeah. I'll give him that. You know, he obviously pays attention to his boys. There was no passion. You know. And look, to be honest with you, why would you go? Why would you have gone to that game? What would you as a Saints supporter expect?
They voted with their feet, man. Like, yeah, there's just no one there.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
100%. We'll move on to Kawana, right? Mate, Adelaide.
Back to their best, man.
They're 100%. And I think, yeah, Eagles have shown that they're not, they're saving all their energy for Optus games just to excite their crowd or something. And you know what? Look, they do have Saints and North at Optus the next 2 weeks.
Oh,
Harley Reid is gonna poll 6 Brownlow votes.
Yeah,
he's gonna go crazy, right? So people who've kept him in Supercoach will be very happy. But you know, with this game, right? Man, it's just such a powerful team, man. Like the midfield is just the depth in there is crazy. Like if it's not Laird, it's Dawson. If it's not Dawson, it's Saligo. If it's not Saligo, it's, you know, little Rochelle having a little run in there. Lockie Scholl had a, you know, quite a nice game as well, man. It's just
they've
strong
got that
team,
kind
man.
Of that really attacking for their high scoring game back that they were missing at the start of the season. So I mean, look, the Eagles, we said, you said it yourself, they're not easy beats anymore. They're beaten by 99 points. So it's a spanking.
That is a spanking. Yeah. That is a spanking. And this is all without Rankin as well. That's He's probably true. Arguably their most damaging player.
Yeah, like, I agree.
And then look, I'm looking at the goals scored, man. What an even spread. 3 to Chase Jones, who we've famously made fun of for being the
worst
bad
top 10 of that super draft.
Of that super draft. But he kicked himself 3 goals. Then it's 2 for Walker, Dawson, Keys, Rochelle, Cook, and Fogarty. Nice even spread, man. Even spread. They kicked 20 goals. Like, you know, yeah, look.
Good on them, I guess.
They're good on them.
They're fighting fighting their way, clawing their way back into the season, the Crows. But they keep putting out performances like that and getting percentage like that. They're giving themselves a chance. So.
And for them, so they're on 18 points. So they're actually still 10 points out of the 8.
Yeah. That's what happens when you start that 0-4, 0-5, whatever it was. Mm.
But here's the thing. Their next 2 games, right? Oh, man. You see, because they've changed their names, I can't. Adelaide's not at the top of the list when I go through the filters anymore. That's a bit annoying. Anyway, so they've got Hawthorn at the G. That's not an easy game, no. But they should win. I would say that they should win that. And then they have Richmond at Adelaide Oval. Easy win, right? So you'd pencil in the next 2, right? All of a sudden, yeah, something's going on, right? And then they have, here's a big one, Sydney at Adelaide. That's going to be a great game.
Yeah,
right?
I agree with that.
GWS again, so another New South Wales team at Adelaide, and then Brisbane at the Gabba. Look,
yeah, you could see some late charge. Yeah,
yeah, like I think the next 2 are going to be wins, just about. You know, Hawthorn. You know, we'll see how we go. But then you know they have 2 games where they can really prove that they're top 8 worthy, and then it's on. Hmm. So yeah,
they're an interesting watch, Adelaide, to see whether they can find a way to kind of bounce, because like they're playing the type of football we expected at the start of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
But but a bit late, so that's the consequence of starting slowly in an even comp. But yeah, it's good to see them kind of fire a bit.
Yeah. So I reckon we'll just move on to the tips.
Yeah, let's do it.
So less games this week. We got, you know, Brizzy, North, Sydney, and Giants on their bye. Do you have, like, look, I think 2 of those teams you'd be happy with so far. You know, Sydney and GWS, 1st and 5th. The other 2. You know, North, it's what we expected, but Brizzy, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. The worst performer of the year so far, for sure.
Yeah, definitely biggest slide that, you know, of the year. All right, so Thursday night's game is Port versus Carlton at Adelaide.
Look,
that's a tough one, man.
It's a tough one, but I'm quietly confident. I feel like we match up well against Port Adelaide. The only consequence we have is, like, well, obviously we're versing them in Adelaide, which is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If it was at the MCG, I'd be backing us in big time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tip Carlton still.
Yeah, and you know, and because you know, these are your boys, I'm happy to back you on this one.
Cool. We'll see. All like, right. If we win this, man, it's huge, 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 huge win. But I really think we need to find a way to get this win.
100%.
Separate ourselves a little bit.
They rested Dixon against North to get him ready for this game. So yeah. Wiedering is going to have something coming, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's going
to
be.
To it.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be, look, I think if Port, if they have all their players ready to go, Rosie didn't play well. Obviously, I'm assuming they were just resting him at points. You know, it's coming up as a good matchup, I'll be honest. Yeah.
I think it'll be a good game.
Yeah. Collingwood versus the Doggies at Marvel. We're going to go with Collingwood, but look, the Doggies, they're a good side, man. They're a good
side. Yeah, they're playing good football. So I think they'll make it a good contest. But I think the Pies will win.
Yeah. I think the interesting thing will be when will the dam break with Collingwood with all these injuries? Because they just lost Joe Richards, who's actually been a key cog for them. And I think Cox as well.
Yeah.
There's a couple. And DeGoey's another month.
What about their forward?
Their forward? Which one?
Majacek. Hammy awareness.
Hammy. Oh, really? Hamstring, yeah. He's got his
if he doesn't play, that's big for them.
If that's the case, you know what? Let's switch it over.
You want to switch?
We're going to switch it over. We're going to go to the Doggies, man.
No,
because, like, look, I think, why not? Why not? I don't have
much. It's Collingwood, man. Yeah. We don't want him to win anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, you know what, though? But they're not going to have Richards, man.
It can't be that critical.
But, all right, look, here's what I'm going to say. If Libba plays, Bulldogs.
All right.
Pending Libba.
No Richards, though, man.
No, it is a big out. It is a big out. But I think if...
That's Ed Richards, not Joe Richards.
Yeah, not Joe. No Joe. But yeah, no, mate. Man, as if they couldn't... Like, both Richards, that's crazy. Going out before the big Richards
clash.
Maybe
they're the same guy.
Maybe. That must be it, man. That must be it. That little what's it called, orange wig that he has on was fake. Who would have thought? Why would you choose that as your wig if it was fake?
Because no one will expect it.
True. This is going, man. Anyway, next game, Hawthorn versus Adelaide. We were talking about that one earlier.
I think Adelaide.
Yeah, we're back in Adelaide. But look, that's a good game because the Hawks in form at the MCG.
They'll fancy themselves, the Hawks.
As they should. As they should.
Is the Hawk a better bird than the Crow?
I'm going to say a Hawk is way more deadly than a Crow.
Yeah.
But there's more Crows. So like if we would, I would think there's more Crows. So like if we're going to go all the Crows in the world versus all the Hawks in the world, Crows might win. But 1v1. I don't think it's a contest, mate. You've seen, have you gone to like Hillsville Sanctuary?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't done that trip? Mate, it's probably like 2 minutes from your house, man. Why are you
Hillsville?
No, I'm joking. Is it Hillsville Sanctuary? There's a sanctuary where they have the big bird sanctuary, man. They have hawks and stuff. Those things are scary, bro. Yeah, they're huge. Anyway, more birds, right? Eagles versus the Saints. At Optus.
Bro, just go to the Eagles, man.
Let's not even talk about it. Yeah, no. Nah, look, the Saints, they need to prove themselves. And the West Coast, they're good at home. So, yeah. Harley Reid's going to get like 25 and 4 goals or something.
I reckon.
He's going to go crazy. Geelong versus Richmond at Geelong. Easy peasy Geelong.
Has to be, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, no chance, man. No chance, Richmond. And then Melbourne Dockers. At TIO, at Alice Springs, they're playing. Interesting.
No one's going to watch that game at Alice Springs, man.
Yeah, true. That's look.
I don't know. I reckon Melbourne.
I agree. But I don't think it's a real...
It's actually a 50-50, I think.
Yeah, they don't really fill me with confidence that much, Melbourne, to be honest with you.
But they're still a good team.
Yeah, 100%. So we'll go with Melbourne. We'll go with the home team. Last game of the round, Gold Coast versus Essendon. And that is at People's First. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I think Gold Coast, because they'll try to bounce back. Their midfield will get like the punishment this week and they'll bounce back a bit. But at home, you got to back them in, I think.
Fair enough. Look, and because we, you know, traditionally disrespect Essendon on the pod.
We'll continue to do it.
Yeah, we will continue. You know,
cheers to disrespecting Essendon.
That's it. Shout out to me. Look, I think that that'll tie off the pod quite nicely, Georgie, you can get well soon.
Thanks, man.
You know, hopefully next week, you know, you've had a few more of those turmeric ginger concoctions.
Yeah.
You know, with, was it
if
honey,
if you're ever sick, man, lemon. Just like squeeze a whole lemon, olive oil, turmeric, ginger, cinnamon.
All the spices. Mate, if you have a spice rack at home, just put them all
just
in
rack
one.
Rack it all, mate.
All in one hit, you know, knock it down as a shot, mix it together. And you'd be all right. Because that's what we've done with Georgie, man. Like, this is like Kobe.
I was a zombie last night, bro.
He was a zombie. This is like Michael Jordan flu game. Yeah. You know what I mean? Georgie came out to play.
That's it.
But yeah, thank you guys very much.
Thank you very much.
See you on the next one. Thanks, bro.
Here's Harley Reid bringing it out of the center square. He looks like he's got some room to gallop. That's two. That's three bounces. Wow, and he's launched from 50. And it's gone in. That is goal of the year, I tell ya. If you're wondering if the hype is real, here's your proof!